Programma in de plaatkast van de programma. Ik, Pieter Tinberg, iedere week duik in de plaatkast van een bekende en of interessante Amsterdammer of een groep mensen, zoals in dit geval. Omdat ik er woon, wordt Stadsdeel Noord relatief vaak genoemd in dit programma, maar dit keer belanden we in de Baarsjes, met Troep Courage om precies te zijn. Troep Courage is opgezet door de zeer inspirerende Katrien van Beurden, die hier een kleine 3 jaar geleden, 19 december 2019 om precies te zijn, te gast was en die ook mij deze voorstelling tipte. Een voorstelling waarin de hele buurt meedoet en waaruit ook blijkt hoeveel verschillende mensen er in bijvoorbeeld de Baarsjes wonen. Want ze zijn in meerdere delen van de stad geweest, geloof ik. Hè? Ja, ze gaan de strijd aan met elkaar, zoals op hun website staat. En een van de gasten, want zijn er meer, van vandaag is ook een Palestijn. En hij weet wellicht helaas mogelijk beter dan wij verwende Nederlanders wat een echte strijd is. De andere twee die vandaag te gast zijn vormen samen ook een soort gezelschap, namelijk Thomas Ouwerkerk en Sascha Müller. 4 kerels in een kleine studio. Wellicht zorgt de afwezigheid van een mooie vrouw voor vrede. We zullen het zien. Een groot plezier ze in de studio te mogen ontvangen. Alaasje Hada, Thomas van Ouwerkerk en Sascha Müller, van harte welkom.
Dank u wel.
Ja. Oh ja, want je sprak net Engels op de gang, maar nee, aan je dank je wel. Kan ik wel gewoon Nederlands praten? Dat had ik eigenlijk nog niet over nagedacht.
Nee.
English?
No, but you don't need to speak in English, just when you want to ask me, like, direct questions.
Okay.
I won't make it complicated on you.
Ja, ik hoor het al. We gaan het gewoon keihard lekker door elkaar doen. English, Dutch, we'll see you.
Maybe another language.
Ja. We gaan sowieso... jullie hebben ook muziek aangevraagd. Hoe hebben jullie dat onderling verdeeld?
We zijn eigenlijk half vandaag repetitie. Dus we hebben zo tussenin.
Ja, jullie zijn druk bezig natuurlijk.
We zijn hartstikke druk bezig. Vrijdag is de première. Ja. En we hadden vandaag dus de repetitie. En toen hebben we ergens in de pauze hebben we gezegd, we moeten even koppen bij elkaar steken. Welke nummers inspireren ons? Of welke nummers zitten in onze platenkast die we vandaag zouden willen delen? Dus we hebben eigenlijk met z'n drieën een lijstje samengesteld.
Ja.
Het ene is deels wat er in de voorstelling komt, wat de muziek wat er in de voorstelling komt. En iets anders is, moet ik hem zo doen?
Ik ben sowieso prima te horen. Ja.
En een ander is een nummer waar we goede herinnering aan hebben. Dus dat is...
Het zijn in totaal 6 nummers zie ik geloof ik staan. Hè? En waar gaan we mee openen? Is dat een goede herinnering of is het de voorstelling? Of beide wellicht. En welk nummer is het daar zo?
Nou, volgens mij, we wilden openen met Remy van Kesteren. Is een goede vriend van ons. Is een collega van ons. En is onderdeel van Troep Courage. En in deze voorstelling ook heeft hij muziek gecomponeerd. En dit nummer, Maria, zat ook in onze vorige voorstelling. Er was een scène op zijn muziek gemaakt. Toen niet gespeeld op de harp, maar op de op percussie, op de vibrafoon.
Ja.
En het is een heel mooi, beetje dramatisch.
Het is niet het Maria van Berenstein, heb ik aan.
Nee, we gaan geen musical doen vandaag.
Maar het is een prachtig nummer.
Ja.
Het heet dus
Maria.
Wacht.
Thank you.
ook even de laatste toon gewoon helemaal uit laten waaien natuurlijk. En ja, hoe zou ik jullie noemen? Drie heren van Troep Courage. Dappere troep, om het zo maar eens te zeggen. Ja. Zo, dat is toch letterlijk? Even,
Ja, eigenlijk wel, ja. Ja. Een troep. In het Nederlands klinkt het als viezigheid. Maar in het Frans is het een troep, een groep, toch? Een bende. Ja.
Hoe voelen jullie je? Als een bende of als een...
We grappen wel eens voor de gein. Ja, dat doe je meestal met grappen. We noemen ons wel eens gewoon piraten, eigenlijk. Dus we voelen ons eigenlijk meer aangetrokken tot een bende dan tot een troep.
Ja, alleen troep in het Frans. Troep, het is daar ook op geïnspireerd. Zeg maar. Ja, meen ik me nog te herinneren van 2019 toen ik Katrien... Dus het is geïnspireerd inderdaad op iets dat in Frankrijk al bestaat, toch?
Ja, ja, een troep is in die zin een club mensen. In dit geval een club, een troep theatermakers en acteurs en muzikanten die samen optrekken.
Ja, een bond gezelschap, om het zo maar te zeggen.
Ja.
En jullie zijn nu beland in de baarsjes en jullie zitten midden in de repetities.
Ja.
In welke sfeer zitten jullie?
We zitten nu echt totaal in de laatste alles bij elkaar zetten fase. Dus het is een fase waarbij er aardig wat kilometers en aardig wat overuren worden gedraaid. Want alles moet nu op zijn plaats vallen. En dat zijn altijd hele hectische, hele leuke en hele intense dagen, ja.
Want jullie hadden vandaag de eerste echte repetitie, zoiets hoorde ik jullie net zeggen? Of?
Nee, we zijn vanaf begin augustus al bezig eigenlijk. En we repeteren elke dag in Huis van de Wijk de Tagerijn. En dat is ook tevens waar de voorstelling zal plaatsvinden. Want in de gymzaal van Huis van de Wijk de Tagerijn hebben we een pop-up theater gebouwd.
Ja.
Met een tribune van 120 man. En een vloer en
dat,
lampen.
Dat is dus ergens in de Baarsjes?
In de Baarsjes, ja. Aan het Balboaplein. Balboastraat nummer 18.
Ja, en de voorstelling heet ook... Normaal stel je dat aan het eind, maar nu gewoon... dat is de verwijst toch ook... hoe heet het ook weer, de voorstelling precies? De
voorstelling heet De Held van BB. En BB staat dan voor Balboaplein.
Ja.
Ja.
En is iedere dag dezelfde held? Want ik krijg de indruk als ik het lees... dat het voor een deel improvisatie is qua theater. Of is dat niet waar?
Ja.
Nee, dat klopt. We hebben dus deels verhalen uit de buurt verzameld. We zijn met een groep jongeren van het plein zijn we de buurt ingetrokken op zoek naar lokale verhalen, heldenverhalen.
En, en ook omdat je langer met elkaar optrekt, leer je andere mensen kennen en leer je ook iemand zijn verhaal kennen. En dat is eigenlijk heel geleidelijk en spontaan gegaan.
Ja, en dat is één deel van de voorstelling. En een ander deel van de voorstelling is keiharde improvisatie. Dus daarbij mag de speler, dat zijn wij de professionele acteurs, maar ook de jongeren met wie we gewerkt hebben, die gaan keihard op de vloer een potje overleven.
Ja,
improviseren gewoon, is ook je kop boven water zien te houden.
En gewoon lekker potje spelen, inderdaad. Ja. Wat het publiek vraagt, moeten wij spelen. En,
want hoe repeteer je dat eigenlijk? Het is voor een deel, weten jullie nog totaal niet wat je te wachten staat.
Nee, daarom repeteren we ook heel vaak met testpubliek.
Ja.
Dus nodigen we 5-10 mensen uit en kunnen we een paar vragen stellen aan ze. Zoals, wat heeft het personage aan? Of wat wordt er gekookt? Of wat gaat er mis in de keuken? En dan komt de input. En dan moeten wij vervolgens dat op de vloer spelen. Dus dat is krijg je soms zweethanden van. Maar nou ja, is ook heel leuk.
Het voordeel van wat wij voor theater maken is dat er is geen decor. Er is geen kostuum. We hebben allemaal een soort van basiskostuum aan. En alles wat wij dus...
Wat je nu aan hebt, en dat is gewoon een shirtje en een broek, om het zo maar te zeggen.
Inderdaad,
bijna wel, ja.
Ook niet helemaal.
Nee, dus wel iets ingekozen. Maar omdat wij heel veel pantomime in de voorstelling... speelt alles zich dus af in de verbeelding van de toeschouwer. En daarmee kan je eigenlijk een hele wereld creëren... en een hele doos openen met... als iemand vraagt wat voor kleding heeft iemand aan... iemand vraagt een jurk, dan mimen wij een jurk. En als iemand zegt een roze jurk, dan mimen wij een roze jurk. Geen idee hoe ik dat ga doen.
Nee. Maar...
En wat belangrijk is om te zeggen, dat we improviseren met maskers. Want wij spelen...
Dat is ook geloof ik. Ik zit een beetje...
Want ik zie een heel groot vraagteken nu opeens.
Drie jaar geleden had ik dus Katrien van Beurden te gast. En staan we opeens bij... Dat zei ook toen iets zei over maskers, dat bij Troep Courage zelf ook een rol speelt.
Ja, zeker. Want dat is eigenlijk ons uitgangspunt. Sorry, wat zeg je?
Net, het staat me ook bij dat het over prostitutie toen bij een deel voor haar ging. Dat het daar vandaan komt.
Wat nou, nu worden er allemaal verbanden los.
Okay. Het zijn herinneringen van 3 jaar geleden.
Nu wordt het bijna een geschiedenisles. En moet ik gaan denken, hoe kom je aan de... Ik snap waar je naar refereert. Maar dat wordt een heel lang verhaal.
Oké, nou, zeg maar wat jij wilt zeggen.
Wat ik wilde zeggen is dat we... archetypen spelen. Ja. En de maskers die representeren archetypen. Zoals bijvoorbeeld de oude man of de oude vrouw of de verlegen jongen of de eeuwige zeikerd. En het zijn archetypen die eigenlijk iedereen in de wereld kent en die hier in Amsterdam in de baarsjes voorkomt. Maar bijvoorbeeld ook in Rotterdam, maar ook in New York, ook in Palestina. Ook in Ghana, ook in India. Dus dat is het leuke aan die personages, dat die maskers heel universeel zijn en dat overal waar we komen met die archetypes kunnen spelen. Ja. En de mensen die projecteren dan iets op die archetypes en dan vragen we wat heeft deze man of vrouw aan? Of,
We zien jullie gezicht eigenlijk niet. Hè?
Nee, het is heel fysiek theater. Ja.
Zullen we dan weer even naar muziek gaan?
Ja, heerlijk.
Ja, zeg het maar, wat jullie willen.
Misschien dan...
Zullen we anders Alain, want Alain is natuurlijk heel stil. Misschien wil Alain wel een liedje aankomen. Alain, do you want to hear a song that you chose?
I think it starts from a song. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I give one energy take and another one is more classic, old style.
47 is the first one. You want 47? Okay. Yeah. And why that number and what is it about?
It's a Palestinian band who lives abroad and they express by their music all the details of the Palestinian cause, and they express the skills that they have as an artist who lives outside. And the good thing about it, they're bringing new music to the field. And that...
The field is Palestine? Or?
Yeah, the music in Palestine and even in the Arab world now.
Yeah.
They're performing all over in Europe. Because the music that they are bringing, it's remix between old and modern style. And that was really great. And everyone get involved with it. You'll hear it and
you get it immediately.
Love it.
Okay. And how is it called?
47 Soul.
Intro to Shumstep. What does Shumstep mean?
Which one I sent you?
47 Soul. And the number is called Intro to Shumstep.
I think that's just a name of a place.
Yeah.
That's the intro of it.
So
you will hear now the intro of the song and then you will get it.
Okay.
بنت العين بنت النهر بنت النبع بنت البحر بنت yourself to wherever you please. Make sure that the money comes back home, back to the peasant, to the fellaheen born.
We luisteren naar een plaatkast van een aantal heren van Troep Courage. And we just listened to Your Choice, Allah. And, well, yeah, you already explained it a little. Was there a specific reason for this number or just the band you want to hear?
It's so the name of the song, it's about the area that in regime in the Middle East called between Lebanon, Syria, Jordan and Palestine. It's called Sham. Bilad al-Sham. It is like a collective of four countries. We call them one place and part of Turkey. It's called Bilad al-Sham. So that's related.
What's special about that specific area?
It is like very similar culture, same food, same attitude, like really well connected. And it's kind of different from the rest of the Arab world, because in the Arab world you have different cultures, even inside it. You have the North Africa, Morocco, Algeria, Mauritania, and you have the Gulf, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, and then you have Bilad al-Sham, which is Jordan, Lebanon, and so it's a
it could a be a country itself in a way.
Yeah, it was before, but after the, you know, a lot of occupations and British
19th
Empire.
19th century.
Yeah, 19th century. So that's in 1940s, everything became like Syria and then Jordan and then Palestine.
Do you feel yourself a little bit probably more from the Sham than a Palestinian, or is there any that you think, well, in what some way I feel like a Sham guy and not like a Palestinian or something?
No, but Palestinian means you're from Sham. Like it was a name. It's not like a country that was divided. You know, it was just a name of this collective area.
Palestine was part of the Sham.
Yeah, part of the Sham. And it's still until now. And it's not like was one country. No, it's a collective called this. But there is nothing really on the ground.
Yeah.
It's more about the culture and accent and way of talking and all of these things. No, I'm Palestinian who lives in the Arab world and Asia. So
But some completely different question, but it's so obvious that I'll ask him. How does somebody from Palestine, from somebody from the Sham, get involved with Troep Courage in the barges? What happened to you?
What are you doing here, man? Tell us.
In the barges. Why? No.
So I originally am from Jenin City.
From what?
Jenin City in the West Bank Palestine. Catherine Van Berden from Troep Courage came to give a workshop in 2011 in Jenin.
Yeah.
And I was a student at the Freedom Theater in Jenin camp. And I want to say, like, by that period, the manager of the theater was killed. So at that moment, Catherine, the team came to Jenin to give workshop for us with the masks. And from that moment, I really loved the mask so much. And I spoke to Catherine and to the guys, you know, I want to come back. I want to practice it more and more. I want to be more professional and want to perform, et cetera, et cetera. And I think they liked me too. So that's...
So it's Catherine to blame in a way.
Yeah.
All of us.
And since that time, I come here like twice a year. We have projects. We keep running workshops. And now we're planning to come back to perform this show also in Palestine, hopefully next January. Inshallah, we hope.
The show you can see in the barges next week. You can also see in Palestine in a year, maybe.
See it.
Or
yeah.
Most probably.
It can be adapted in a way or another, because you adapt the work to the audience where you go.
Did you already do that with another show as well? That you first did it in the Netherlands and then in another country?
Like you flew to Iran or something?
Yeah, yeah. We saw the show that we did before this Rumored Review. We did that in Iran.
Yeah.
And then some elements that we created in Palestine, that when we were there, we put it in the show here in Holland. So yeah. There are some elements, some chapters of shows that are created abroad.
Yeah,
you have to see it a little bit as a band as well. As a band, you create songs and we create stories and scenes. And you think when we come to a place, I think we can
and masks
connect them together.
International language, so yeah. Wherever you go, it connects. You know.
And probably not too much with a specific language,
no,
I guess.
No, it's about a lot of expressions, a lot of being in the moment.
But for you as a Palestine, who's a more different culture than the two other guys I have in the studio, you've seen also different parts of Amsterdam, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there indeed a difference for you between the Baarsjes and another part where you have been? Or do you also kind of say, well, it's kind of the same? All Dutch people, all blonde, all things like that. Or do you really see indeed differences within the parts where you have made shows?
I think it's really different from a place to another. And you have this old city where it's like really old places and a lot of tourists around. And then you go a bit out and you see a lot of people who are living not like a bit modern buildings, not as the old city.
And the Baarsjes is in between, I guess.
Yeah, it's in between.
Bit of old,
yeah. So for me, yeah, where it is, I just go and do the work. So it's nice to see here, nice to see there.
It's also sort of seeing old friends again. Is that also a part of it?
All the friends?
Yeah, like Katrine and like,
every 3 months we see each other. You know?
Okay.
If I don't come here and if they don't come to Palestine, we Skype.
Okay.
Because we're all the time processing, preparing for new productions. So it's always good to see not just my friends, like the culture here in Amsterdam and the people. Because I've been around in Europe and outside places. And I think Amsterdam, Holland is really special. Cultural-wise and people-wise, like the way...
Why is Amsterdam a different culture, people-wise? Like
it's really, you find a lot of respect. People, like, really, their behavior is really, like, with respect and a smile and open-minded community who respects you despite where you're from. They talk to you, they listen to you, and that's a bit rare. And
as Palestinian, you feel more comfortable here than... some places else in the Netherlands.
You mean Germany?
Yeah, no. Like in Berlin, no. Also, yeah.
Yeah, I think here it's much more comfortable.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we've only had two numbers. Yeah, well, let's do another number indeed.
Yes.
Maybe we go to Amsterdam. No, it's just my...
I think it's a perfect bridge and it fits.
it's your choice, obviously, but what number shall we do?
Let's do Amsterdamse Grachten. Yeah. Het is een prachtig bruggetje om daar naartoe te gaan. Okay. Een versie van Wim Sonneveld.
Prima.
Grachten heb ik heel mijn hart voor altijd verpand. Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad in ons land. Aan die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn. Er staat een huis aan de gracht in Oud-Amsterdam, waar ik als jochie van acht bij grootmoeder kwam. Nu zit een vreemde meneer in het kamertje voor, en ook die heerlijke zolder werd tot kantoor. Alleen de bomen droog. lopend verkeer. En over het water gaat er een bootje net als weleer. Aan de Amsterdamse grachten heb ik heel mijn hart voor altijd verpand. Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad in ons land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Luister naar de platenkast van Troep Courage. Ja, en net naar het Amsterdam. Want Amsterdam is enerzijds speciaal. Maar nou, jullie zijn. You've been to many. Ik ga gewoon door in het Engels, vind ik toch handiger. you've been to many different. Totally different cultures now with your shows. Or do you say, well. It's also always kind of you do the same story, or do you say every time it's a different time, or?
No, every time is a different time. You meet different kind of people with different kind of culture habits. You don't speak the language, but then the joke is that because the work that we do and the instrument that we have, which are the mask, are universal. There is no language barrier.
Yeah, because how did you get? It's obvious now how Allah got involved thanks to the workshop in Palestine. How did you two get involved?
I got involved actually because I was on acting school in Holland, and Katrien and at that time Carlos were teaching masks.
Yeah,
and I was struggling like, what do I like? I like physical theater. I like visual theater. And then when I saw this, everything like came together. So I thought like, yeah, this is what I want. So
yeah, what
and
was that it that affected you so much?
It's it can be in 1 second, can be super funny, and at the same time it can be really touching. So to see a young actor or a young person transforming into an old man or an old woman, and at the same time just holding just a stick, it can be already magical. So it's sometimes so simple.
The second you take.
Yeah. And then you feel like, and then you're in a different space and somebody starts to mime, and I'm, as an audience, I'm seeing something arriving on my face, what is not there. No, in my vision, in my imagination, what is not there. So I thought like, and that's addictive. So I thought, hey, I want to do it, I want to do it.
Was for you the same?
Yeah, it was actually sort of the same trip because I went to the same theater school as Thomas.
You also work together outside Troep Courage, don't you? The two of you.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, we also have another collective together. What you left?
No, it is not true.
Yeah,
not,
I did a little research. Yeah, you also work together in Sasha and Müller or something like that, or you have a collective.
Thomas, Sasha and Jules.
That's then really Dutch.
Yeah.
Thomas, Sasha.
The other ones are more international. Yeah. Anyway, your addiction to Troep Courage. I call it an addiction.
Well, so I went to the same theater school, and our theater school back then was based on a Lecoq method, which is...
Lecoq method?
Lecoq is in French.
French. Not in English. Now we're talking English, it becomes really strange.
Lecoq. Gewoon degene die kookt.
De haan.
De haan, okay.
And a lot of that training is mask-based. Like in the first year, there's a lot of mask acting training that you have in theater school. And there I had a first click with mask. And then I met Thomas, who introduced me to Katrien and the company, and I did some workshops with them. And at a certain point, I was part of the company. It went like almost by accident or like by nature that I came involved with the company. Yeah,
and you went with the flow in a certain way.
Yeah,
yeah. And what I personally really fascinates me is that what the body can already tell without using words. And this all the times.
Is that different from other plays you did, maybe with a more story, with more language, that you really do so many things with your body in this kind of theater?
There is a funny thing where we tend in Holland to not use our hands so much. And if we use our hands, they don't go up above the waist. Like, let's keep them on waist high, because everything here is like crazy. And when we were on Palestine, they start from the waist and then they go up.
I can imagine that you also had to get used to the Dutch way of moving and things like...
No, moving, thinking, walking, speaking, everything.
Only eating you cannot adapt to.
Struggling with the cheese.
Yeah, I mean, even if I'm in Italy, I think, why are they moving so much with their hands? So probably...
And that's actually, it helps in our culture. It helps the mask so much to work more and more and to see the effect of the mask on the audience, because people react, they stand, you know. And this is a bit here, like people are much more polite and watching and analyzing and thinking at the same time and having a little beer, you know, a lot of things. Whereas in my culture, it's totally different. They're coming here to test you, like if you're good or not. If they're not good, they leave in the middle of the
show.
In
your culture.
Yeah, of course.
And we are in that way, blunt as Dutch, maybe more polite during a show.
I
think the fact of the word participation is something scary. But
and Palestine, they do there that. They will come to the stage and participate. Yeah,
they communicate, interact, because in a way or another, our way of working needs kind of interaction from the people. And in Palestine, people just go without you asking the audience. Yeah. They propose for you an idea. Just do it, you know?
Because I can also imagine, and then we go to music again, that you told during the music, you said, well, every age can come from, let's say, 6, 7 up to 99. Everybody can come. You did say 99.
No, but you said children.
Yeah. And I can imagine that children also may act different than, let's say, a person of 66 is
totally
general.
Children, they don't know the rules yet, so they react when they see something, and their imagination is very, very vivid compared to adults that lost a bit of their imagination. So they're in it more easily. It is, the funny thing is that with what I like about our work, even adults that lost their imagination at the end,
They're becoming like a six-year-old.
They leave the theater. Yeah.
Shall we do another music? What shall we do?
I think number two. What we can do? What
is Volkan Omroem.
Yeah, because we met Errol Eese, and he's a youth worker in De Baarsjes.
Yeah,
and he's an amazing man, and he does amazing things for the community. And we talked with him.
He's part of the show, or his story is part of the show.
His story will be shared in the show. And one thing that he told us is that he always listened with his father to this song. So this song is for him really special, and we listened to the song, and it's really amazing. So in this way, we also get to know new kind of songs and new kind of music.
And
so,
you pay tribute to this guy in a way.
Yeah. We tribute this to our new friend, a new brother. So. Yollarıma sıradalar sıralandı gelmedin yar. Saçlarıma yaz baharda karlar yağdı, görmedin yar. Yıllar geçti, ne haldeyim, kimler neyim, bilmedin yar. Hazana yoldaş oldu, cahil ömrüm vay. Yıllar geçti, ne haldeyim, kimlerleyim, bilmedin yar. Hazana yoldaş oldu, cahil ömrüm vay. Sevdaya düştü gitti ömrümün
sevdaya düştü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bir kuştu uçtu gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bahardan göçtü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Hazana yoldaş oldu cahil ömrüm. Gecenin ortasında yandım gittim duymadın yar. Üzerimden yaralandım bir gün gelip sarmadın yar. Yollarıma pusu kurdun gelip geçtin vurmadın yar. Hazana yoldaş oldun cahil ömrüm ay. Yollarıma pusu kurdun gelip geçtin vurmadın yar. Hazana yoldaş oldu cahil ömrüm ay. Sevdaya düştü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bir kuştu uçtu gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bahardan göçtü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Hazana yoldaş oldu cahil ömrüm ay. Sevdaya düştü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bir kuştu uçtu gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Baharda göçtü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Hazana yoldaş oldu cahil ömrüm ay. Sevdaya düştü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bir kuştu uçtu gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Bahardan göçtü gitti ömrüm ömrüm. Hazana yoldaş oldu cahil ömrüm.
En u luistert naar Vier Heren van Troep Courage. Oh ja, even just to do business in a way. We're talking a lot about it. If people think, well, I'm getting curious. What can they do?
they can go to www.troepcourage.
Only three
W's. Yeah. Yeah. www.troepcourage.com. T-R-O-P-E, denk ik?
Ja. T-R-O-E-P. Nee, T-R-O-U-P-E. Mijn lingo. Courage.com.
Oh ja, en dan toch even. Courage is ook C-O-U-R-A-G-E.
Ja, ik denk dat ik hem nog één keer op moeten doen. C.
Daar
op Google de held van DB. En dan kom je eigenlijk direct bij de website terecht. En daar zie je informatie over de voorstelling, waar het is en waar je de kaartjes kan kopen.
En ik zei, je kinderen kunnen ook nog naartoe. Nee, mijn geliefde ontdekt het voor onze kinderen mogelijk. Het is dus ook gewoon overdag, begrijp ik.
We spelen zowel matinee voorstellingen overdag als avondvoorstellingen. De avondvoorstellingen hebben we ook expres wat vroeger gepland dan de reguliere voorstellingen. Wij spelen de avondvoorstelling om 19:30 s'avonds.
Ja.
De voorstelling duurt ongeveer een uur en een kwartier. En de matinees die op zaterdag
en zondag
zijn.
En woensdag ook.
En woensdag ook. Die vinden plaats om, Thomas?
15:30.
Om 15:30. En het leuke is ook om te zeggen dat, nou, dat je denkt, oh, ik wil heel graag komen, maar ik moet nog eten. Dat kan namelijk. Want we hebben ervoor gezorgd dat de buurtbewoners elke avond een maaltijd kunnen komen koken. En de buurtbewoners die ook voor de Huis van de Wijk de Taggerijn werken als kok. Dus je kan voor een...
Voor €7,50 kan je vooraf een maaltijd benuttigen. En
mocht je vegetarisch ook toevallig?
Zeker, want ik ben ook vegetarisch.
Ja. Veganistisch ook nog toevallig?
Sommige rechten wel, maar sommige...
ik denk niet, ik moet doorgeven.
Dan moet het als gevraagd worden.
Oh, oké, mooi. What are you afraid of and what are you looking at? Or aren't you afraid at all for just looking forward to it?
Ooh, that's a big question. Where are we afraid?
Yeah, I can imagine that you're always afraid of something, or that you say, well, what are you afraid? Sounds very negative, but what are you most excited about? That you think, whoa.
You know, it's always working towards a premiere, that you have new material and to show it to the audience and to feel... To hope that they like it and that you make
connection?
A boog. Een spanningsboog.
Yeah. A bow.
Yeah. that's worked. That's working. And that's for me always super scary. But after you know the show.
You don't know if it works until the premiere. Because that's the first time you do it.
When will the premiere be?
This Friday. And then we are here for 10 days. So Sunday the 18th is the last show already.
Okay, and you will also go elsewhere. Is that?
So we're talking to go to Palestine. Yeah.
But after that you don't go to Almere or something like that. Or
we made it for the Baarsjes. We played for the Baarsjes.
Because will people in the Baarsjes think maybe, well, that's typical the Baarsjes. You couldn't have made that in De Pijp or in North or something like that. Will there be a really specific Baarsjes element?
Totally. Actually, the thing is that you talk with people who are living in the Baarsjes, so they are actually, they're making now the Baarsjes, but we also have a little scene of the market from 30 years ago. So that was...
Exactly. A little bit of history as well.
But then hopefully that people that live in the East or in the North and they come, they'll see, okay, I don't live here, but I have similar stories in my neighborhood.
Yeah. And what I also can imagine, because it's, you, for example, are working with it. So when people don't know the language that well, that's not at all a problem. If you speak no words in Dutch, you can still follow it, or will there? Yeah. Is that true?
It's just funny. Makes you laugh.
Okay.
When you put the Arabic in the middle of Dutch, and the way we put our scenes, it is makes you laugh because it's Arabic after Dutch, and it's related to the story and related to the character. So it's not like I say things that you really want to understand what is the meaning. It's more about the situation.
Yeah.
So you go with it. We make it flexible, easy, and you don't think what is the meaning of that. You just accept it and it's very flexible. So the language in this kind of shows, it's not a big deal. It can be in any language. But if the classical theater, of course,
Well, I'm thinking classical theater is always, you have A, then a kind of story development, and in the end they have B, and then you go happy home because it ended well. Everybody's happy and the bad guy got killed. So Satan or didn't get killed in other kind of stories. But it's not completely like that, is it?
No.
It's more like a mosaic from stories. Do I have to think about
that?
It's about situations, about the character. It's about the dialogue with the audience.
And it's built up like it's a montage of stories. Yeah. Mosaic montage of stories and of improv.
And the main focus is not text.
Yeah.
It's physical theater. So it's mime. So it's visual. So text is secondary.
And the Baarsjes as well is focused. Because I also read that the complete place was rebuilt in a way. So people who go every day to the Baarsjes haven't been there for 2 months won't recognize the place exactly the way it was? Or
so the place that we do the show is normally, it's a gym hall.
Oh, gym hall.
It's gym hall that's like secretly put away in this Huis van de Wijk, de Tagerijn.
Yeah,
it's an amazing place.
It's an amazing place. I didn't know it was there. And then we saw it and we thought, okay, this, we're going to build a theater out of it for 10 days. And then when we leave, the theater is gone and there's a gym hall again.
Okay, but you said the little sense I live, you live quite close, I guess? Or?
I used to live very close on the other side of Admiralengracht. I had to move, unfortunately.
It's like because of the housing price or something?
Because of the housing price, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a completely different story. Why I think it's interesting is because it is also the suffering of a neighborhood, maybe.
There is. Yeah, there are a lot of new houses. They're really expensive and there are social houses. So it's a mix of all kinds of
people. Yeah.
And it's also nice about the...
I think it's beautiful.
What did you, as somebody who came there sometimes, learned about the Baarsjes which you liked most? Did you think, wow, I didn't know that, and how nice?
When I lived there, is that it is, and I have to say in Dutch, it is een volksbuurt.
Yeah.
And the fact that people really live there and greet each other and say hi to each other, instead of just being on their own, walking, passing by, and I live here and have my expensive car in front of my door, and that's mine. I prefer the Baarsjes for that. Sorry for if I offend someone, but
you don't see any other neighborhood. You don't say not like so.
No, okay, cool. And the fact that it's so diverse, it's like you have the rich and the not so rich, and you have the Dutch and the non-Dutch, and people all live together.
From all continents, I guess.
Totally. And then what we would like to celebrate is the fact that we are different but the same at the same time. Let's listen to each other's story.
But that also reminds me like of my life back home. This kind of collective community who really share and takes care of each other, eating together, inviting each other for the coffee in the morning, sharing everything. That also Palestinian kind of Arab culture. You find it everywhere, like people greeting each other. It's just different. It's just different culture.
But also recognizable, in a way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And because a lot of Moroccans also live there. So for me, because they're Arab, I'm an Arab too.
Yeah.
So...
they will also identify with you in that way. But they say they don't see who you are, obviously, because you see the mask. So maybe, see something with the mask, or don't you see any kind of face?
No, we are just standing on front of the stage, and we tell here we are.
So it can be
that
somebody's very dark, and that you see the mask off, and the person isn't dark, or
no? We have to put it right. So we start without mask on stage. We switch between mask and non-mask. So when we play a scene, we put on a mask and we transform into a character. And we take it off, and then I'm Sasha again. Yeah. So you will see that I'm me.
Yeah. Okay. What are we going to end with? With what number?
With
what song?
Om Kulthum, the most Arabic famous singer since 1960s and 1970s.
Yeah. It's a lady.
Yeah, the greatest lady. This lady, we hear her songs in the evenings just... after 8 p.m. till 1, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Many people fall asleep with her voice?
Yeah, whole Arab world.
The whole Arab world?
400 million people, man.
Okay. Now, then people probably go to bed early. We'll go also fall asleep with this lady. What's her name?
Om Kulthum. I think Arabs will be surprised when they hear her now through this radio.
And why this number?
Number 4.
Why this song?
Why? Because it's kind of really romantic. It's really close to the heart.
Brings me to the end of this show. Thank you very much, the three of you, to come, and very good luck next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.